I'm Ariana.
And my name's Ryan.
And this is
I wear grippy socks.
She wears no strings. I wear grippy socks. She's in the psych ward. I'm in the detox.
A mental health podcast by two know-nothing millennials from a seriously non-clinical viewpoint.
This episode may contain graphic content, so please be advised.
And remember,
thank you for being here. Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of I Wear Grippy Socks. We're excited to have you this week.
That's right.
It's been another week here at High Tea Farms. But before we get into all that jazz, how are you feeling today, Ryan?
I feel pretty good today. You know, I started a new job recently, got my first paycheck.
Made that money.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about things. I feel like there's been other exciting news, but
not too bad otherwise than that, coming off your high from last week.
That's right, but not a figurative high.
Yes. The win, my bad.
And how are you doing today?
It's been, I feel like I've definitely been in a little bit of a rut the last month, so I've just kind of maybe carrying a little onwards with that. I don't know. Today is also, I guess, more of an emotional day for me as well, and that's kind of what I'm, you know, wanted to talk about on the podcast today. It has been 3 years since we lost our grandma, Stella. So, yeah, it's been, to say the least, just an emotional day, as it probably should. But, or should not, I don't know. Just depends which way you agree, for sure.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, I definitely, you know, since we only came down here very seldom, my, I guess, interactions even with her were very limited. So, obviously, I didn't have the same kind of bond or connection that you guys did. So, I mean, honestly, I think that Papa mentioned it when we went to church the other day. If he hadn't mentioned it, I probably would not have even known, honestly.
Remembered. No, it's totally understandable. I feel like that's, you know, that I was the same way when I lost my my grandfather on my other side. You know, they live in England, so I only saw them, you know, the once a year, maybe twice a year, if that was lucky. And it is definitely, you know, there's some grieving there, but it's just obviously not the same. I know me and Stella, so a little like pre-context. First off, we call her Stella because my grandma, she didn't like the word grandma.
I called her abuela.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Technically, which is
so
grandma.
So maybe get your Spanish up a little bit. All right.
Yeah, this is true. But she didn't, I don't know why she accepted that in Spanish, but not in English.
Probably because she knew we didn't know what it meant.
Probably. It just
sounded so bad. Like she was like, it doesn't even sound like
it's good enough.
Yeah.
I don't even remember when mom, we just always called, like, I've always just called her Stella. Like, there was never, I know it's so weird when sometimes when I talk about my grandma, I'm like, yeah, Stella. And I'm like, I just feel like it takes some personal, like, touch away from it. I'm like, I'm not like, you know what I mean? I don't
right.
know. Like, this is what she wanted to be called. Like, this was
right.
by her request that she wanted to be called her by her name. So it's just different, but she's always been my Stella. Like, I see, like, when I say Stella, it makes me think of grandma. Like, when I say her name, it doesn't, like, like, you know what I mean? It's grandma to me. Stella mm-hmm. means almost, I feel like, grandma.
Right.
But, you know, I was super close with her at the end of when she got pretty sick in that past year when leading up to, obviously, her passing. So I was really, 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 I got really close to Stella and Papa. For a little context, my grandma, she was 92 when she passed, so she lived, like, this, like, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life. And wanting to bring this up, it was just, you know, making me, like, reflect on, you know, life and what it is. And around this time, 3 years ago, when she passed, my stepsister, she actually had my nephew literally 2 days before she passed. And I thought it was very it was symbolic and very emotional, like this weird, like, you know, like one life is, you know, coming into and as one is going. And it was definitely beautiful, but there's a lot of a mixed emotions. I don't know. I think grief is, it's a hard one. It's a hard one and to understand, like, how people, like, deal with grief. Like, we all just process it so differently. It's definitely been a weird thing, like, looking back, even just thinking that, like, this morning when I was, like, just a train wreck this morning, crying on the way and to my doctor's appointment. And just, like, how those emotions still felt so, like, you know, like it had just happened, you know. And it's not like that every day. I don't, you know, I mean, like, I carry her, like, I wear her ring all the time on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she's always with me, or that's what I think. But that, you know, that wanted, that, like, sparked, I guess, a conversation with us. And just, like, talking about, like, grief and how we, like, process our grief and, like, how each person processes it so different. And, like, what is grief? Like, what is death? And I don't know. I feel like I come from a weird, not weird, just a different upbringing in the sense of not being, like around religion. Like I was never, our grandma is Catholic and so is our grandfather, but, both of my parents don't practice, any religion. And so death is a, I wouldn't say weird. I don't know if I look at more on a scientific notion. I don't know. Mm. Death. I don't know.
Scientific, huh?
I wouldn't say, I don't know.
Scientific.
Like I grew up, obviously, like I love the idea of like, when I think of passing, even for myself and the beautiful nature of like passing and being like reincarnated and then, I mean, not reincarnated, my bad. Well, that wouldn't be terrible, but, being buried like with a tree, you know, being my ashes and, you know, bringing purpose to life and like that like giving my body back to nature. But I don't know. I feel in the last couple of years, I've just definitely death and the perception of death has, I don't know, shifted for me. And I don't know. I'm very fortunate. I'm going to knock on the table. I haven't lost, you know, my grandma obviously was a big loss for me, but I'm pretty fortunate not to have lost, you know, a parent or even, you know, a best friend. The stuff that you've gone through, I get them, you know what I mean? Like, I know each, once again, it's just hard. Like, grief. Grief is hard. I don't know how we process it sometimes.
It is an interesting. And also, guys, for the record, shout out to our grandma, Abuela. I didn't mention, I don't think we've mentioned yet, she was from Nicaragua.
She was?
So that was another thing that made it, I don't want to say difficult, because, you know, when you love, you know, you don't need to say anything. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously I knew, you know, she called me lover boy. But I think for me, you know, obviously I did not grieve the loss of Stella to the extent that even I grieved my friends that I have lost. And I guess for one, because, I mean, I hardly saw Stella for the most part. I mean, I did not really have that much of a relationship with her, but it's funny because obviously, you know, like Papa and Stella or whatever, they're Catholic. So Mom, like, we grew up going to Catholic church, and so when I was young, my idea of death, you know, you get this like idea of heaven and hell and like this eternal damnation. And I didn't even like to say the word hell in church because I thought it was a curse word. And I thought I would go to hell for saying it, you know? I was like, that's a real catch-22 that they got me with right there.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was until, like, you know, I grew up going to Catholic church. And then I feel like a lot of religious people, you know, in the Bible Belt, they were, like, the worst kinds of people. So I was like, fuck all y'all, for a lack of a better terminology, but a lot of the people were the most hypocritical, judgmental people I've ever met in my entire life. And I was like, if y'all want to play this shit. So then I became like a hardcore atheist. And I thought, I did not believe in any kind of afterlife. And now I don't necessarily believe in, like, I don't believe in an afterlife because I don't really believe that there is an, I feel like there maybe is just life itself. I don't know that there's like an afterlife. I feel like it's just like, continuing.
Life continuing. That makes sense. I know. I definitely see that. I think there's, you know, I don't know. There's so many. I looked up like all these different, like, I feel it's so intriguing all these ways, the different cultures and they, the way they perceive what, you know, is it continuous? Is it not? Is it something that is, I think the scariest thing literally is seeing how scared people get sometimes though of when they talk about death. And like, I feel like our, you know, as you said, you know, you grew up in the Catholic church and our grandparents are Catholic. Our grandfather, Papa, he's super like so, so scared of death. He's so scared of going to hell. And he says, you know, he, right, they repent their sins or whatever. And they tell the person and he's still so scared of, I think, you know, the church has just so much scared him. I think
that's kind of heartbreaking, honestly.
Well, it's sad, yeah.
I think it's super heartbreaking because, I mean, he's a decent, you know, he's a decent man. He shouldn't be so sketched out about going to hell. I mean, because I've been there. I mean, when you grow up, like, in the Catholic church or whatever, the thought of being eternally damned to hell, being told that when you're a child has got to be one of the most fucked up, traumatic things that I literally can even think of.
Yeah.
I mean, to be told that if you sin, if you're flawed as a human being, that you are going to roast in some kind of fire. And then I think, too, I don't even know that church even, I think people also just adapted that idea from some other book, like Dante's Inferno or something. I don't think that, like, the idea of hell even, like, that existed in the Bible and, like...
Till further on.
But I think religion is maybe even used as a way to, like, keep people in check, honestly. I mean, you'll act pretty right if you think that you're going to be damned for an eternity.
Well, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like connection with, okay, the holidays coming up and, like, Santa Claus and that kind of that same thing, right? We're telling kids, you know, to be good, behave, or they won't receive a present, essentially, for Christmas, or in this case, you could eventually, like, be, you know, damned for the rest of your life. I don't know. Religion definitely is a hard one. I know we're talking, I feel like there's a broad scope and there's different avenues of what they believe, like hell and heaven and, you know, the afterlife. And like I said before, I was raised in a non-religious pretty much environment. My mom attempted to, a couple of times, brought us to church. And she said that she was pretty much like bullied for the lack, I guess, thereof. But I always believe, I think there is something powerful believing in something. So I never want to ever, like, you know, belittle someone's, you know, beliefs, once again, as long as they're being, like, you know, your true self. I know that's hard, once again, I guess, when we start talking about religion and what, I don't know. Obviously, whoever's listening, I totally respect what you believe in. And as long as we're doing it, and anything I feel like I say is like in a healthy, safe manner. But there is some scary, I guess, points to it, you know, like just looking at some of the things that get, I don't know, manipulate. I feel like the Bible's, I don't know, I probably could go on a whole tangent at the moment. And I don't know, maybe it's because something with, I feel like there is a lot associated in religion, obviously, when we're talking about like the beginning of life and end of life and all things that, you know, that's the start of, or the continuous on of something, I guess, as you're saying. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, like I feel like it here in America, I don't know how it is everywhere else, but I feel like we have just like this weird, like, maybe it's everywhere, it's just like a fascination with like death. And but I don't think that I ever really, because I was born going to church. Well, I wasn't born. I mean, I don't know. I always got baptized. Yeah. Like, so like you're given this set of beliefs and it's like, there's really no reason while you're young to ever question, you know, you're like, I got all these people telling me this. I mean, there must be something to it. And it's funny how you just like, it's funny how you just like, you know, you're given like this set of beliefs. And it wasn't until like I really started looking into other shit where I was like, wait a minute. Like, because I think there's something, I don't believe in organized religion. Well, I mean, I believe like it exists, obviously. But like, I think that the second you try to like classify yourself as like anything, you're missing the point. I personally don't believe there's any like separation between anything. I think that a lot of religions at the end of the day are really saying the same thing.
I do agree for sure on this. I feel like I think what, also once again, someone coming from the from the outside looking in a way, obviously there's a big broad scope of that. But not like it seems like everyone has the same goal, but yet it seems so far off from one another, which makes, I don't know.
It really doesn't make much sense. You know, it seems like they're all, I think like Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, like they all worship the same, it's like the same God, but just like, you know, in like a different like
way, right?
Font or something.
That's what I think really picks up my interest the most. Like I don't, but yet people get so, you know what I mean? Like exhausted on this one idea, but yet these things are pretty much from the same parameters.
Right. I mean, they're not that,
you know?
Yeah, they're not. And I think for me, like, you know, going back to talking about grief, I think the point I was trying to make kind of was like the way that my beliefs have changed throughout the years have like changed the way that I handle grief. In terms of really like dealing with death, you know, like when I was the hardcore atheist and I didn't believe in like, you know, I thought you die, you rot in the ground. I mean, that was a very not great time in my life. I really was just unbelievably depressed. And then, like, I feel like I got a better kind of understanding on life and death and started to look into it more. And then when my first buddy Michael died, I feel like I wasn't necessarily, like, as shook, because I didn't necessarily view death as a bad thing. And I almost felt not obligated, but it's like people expect to almost see you grieving. Yeah. It's like if you don't grieve, it's almost like you're some kind, you know, like you didn't care.
Yeah, you didn't care that much.
You know?
Concerned. Yeah.
It's like I don't know if that made any sense, because like when Michael passed away, I was staying at my parents and they were like, "You're depressed. You're so depressed." I was like, "I'm not that depressed." I mean, I know it's a depressing situation. I don't want to say it's not like depressing. It shook me to my core because I had never lost anybody close to me. Mm-hmm. But at that time, you know, I had like a whole different perspective
of what,
and I think it changed. Like if he had died maybe even 6 months earlier when I was still in that real bad phase, I don't know how I would have grieved, you know? Yeah. I could see.
He would have, yeah.
I really don't.
I think that's why, I don't know. I've definitely, like you were saying, like I feel like I've recently been more just questioning or looking or observing what, you know, what the grief is and afterlife and the whole concept of religion. And I don't know, because I do think they do go hand in hand, because, you know, when you think of like, you know, when they talk about like guardian angels and all this, and you want to believe in this beautiful thing, you know what I mean? Like the constant, like, you know, they're looking down on me or they're doing these things. And that part is somewhat, you know, so beautiful.
I don't find that comforting.
No.
Unless it's in like some kind of like, I mean, I don't know. Like people like think that people are like, I mean, when they say watching down, I mean, are we talking, you know, like, I don't want people watching what I got going on. If that,
yeah, I could say, you know, with your activities. Yeah.
But that's one thing. I mean, that's been a tough, I don't necessarily believe like that our soul carries on as like we are, as we think of ourselves, you know. I think that mm-hmm. we just go back and join back with like the infinite and eternal consciousness that we came from. And I think that everybody at the end of the day is ultimately really like the same person, and that we should grieve, you know, we should be either as much as upset or as little as upset, you know, for everybody.
For losing that life. Yeah.
Yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that. I definitely see that. I think, you know, that everything has like, it's almost like a, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, like everything has, you know, like a purpose, everything has, you know, intentions in one way. And then like, so we all are connected because there's a, I don't know, a point. I don't know, but isn't that somewhat, this is where it's hard, where everything I feel like also flows sort of into the same, obviously different than someone being, you know, we're all the same, but also being like our souls. I don't know. I don't know. These are like such gray areas for me, because yeah. I really haven't like dived. And once again, I've never even talked about it that much, because I also wasn't grew up in a religious right. thing. Like death was not something discussed. I don't know. We really bring it up, but like regularly, or like the thought yeah. or of it being like what after would be for me.
I guess I had this idea, but it's not, it wasn't really like talked about, you know, mm-hmm. it was like heaven or hell. Yeah. That's it. There's no other.
No in-betweens.
There's, like, no other in-betweens. And it wasn't until my good friend Michael passed away that I ever even really looked. Because, honestly, I think that what happened, because he was, I mean, we were very close. Like, and I hadn't lost, I'd lost, like, my great-grandpa, you know, like, my grandma's sister as well, my great-aunt. But, I mean, it wasn't, you know, obviously the same. And, like, I don't know that I could have lost anyone closer to me at that time than Michael. And then that was when I really was like, yo, I need answers.
See, but that's also that's the other thing, because I feel like, you know, you went searching for these answers, because also I think when you lose someone at a young, you know, you were what, 20? So even at such a younger age. And then so even when you're looking at death in the way of, you know, Stella, who's 92, lived an amazing life. You know, she obviously has a trial and tribulations like anyone, but, you know, she's dying at a age that's you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's good. Yeah,
acceptable.
You know?
And you're, so, don't, you're not, it's not a surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, versus someone like, who's like 20 and like has so much still to live and has so much to give to this world. And yet I think that's also like then the questioning part, and that goes into the religious part for me, and like figuring like who, you know, and you know, it's hard. Like I, what you're saying is, you know, also beautiful now, you know, looking back, you know, being like everyone is, you know, one and fluid, but even mm-hmm. like, but how do we know why do people get taken away from us too soon? Or like, I don't know. Maybe that's too of a broad question. Yeah. I don't know. I just, that's right. also my part where I, you know,
but again, religion. I don't think, yeah, but I don't think that anybody is different. I don't think that I think that we are all ultimately the same energy. I think that we are all life. I don't think I'm Ryan and you're Ariana. I think that we are the ones observing. So like in a sense, it's like, okay, why did that happen to that person? But I mm-hmm. think in another sense that we are all the same person. So, I mean, you got to look at that. Yeah, you know, I don't know if that makes
No.
I think that we're the ones, you know, observing reality, the ghost in the shell or whatever. Like, but I see what you're saying, but I also just don't think that there's really like a separation.
The connection.
No, I don't. Yeah.
I know. I would like to definitely dive more in on, we were talking earlier, obviously like Buddhism definitely piques my interest, but even like learning more about, like below the surface of some of these like cultural points. And even we were talking about not even related to death or, you know, birth or whatever. And even the, you know, wedding ceremonies and all these things and the way the different people practice their religion and how intriguing. Like, I would just love to hear other people's perspectives as well. Like hearing your perspective and, you know, the way you view the world is also, you know, I mean, like it definitely piques my interest. And same with like a lot of these other, like, I guess, cultures and religions, like understanding the way they view. And I don't know. It would be cool to get more of a, I don't know, I guess a cry. We don't really also push, I think in the States, like you said, you know, you're taught this one religion from right. like the get go, and then you don't really get the opportunity right. to learn about any of these other, you know.
And I also would just like to point out that I don't believe that Buddhism is necessarily a religion. For the record. No, I mean, I'm not trying to like... I think it's important to view it more as a philosophy
okay.
than a religion. Because I think that it...
Doesn't fall into the same category?
Kinda. I mean, I really think that that's... I mean, I think a lot of its tenets are... I mean... But it's weird because, okay, like a lot of Buddhism comes from Hinduism. But my problem is like, I don't like to call myself anything... Mm-hmm. I think the second that you call yourself a member of anything, you're immediately cutting yourself off from the rest. And I don't think that is accurate. I think that the entire universe exists within our consciousness, honestly.
Okay. I see that. I definitely struggle. I feel like something always wanting like the inclusion of everyone. Like I feel like have this like fight of like, you know, this push and pull, like everyone should be inclusive. Everyone shouldn't hate everyone. Obviously no one should hate, but like, you know, we should automatically be connected. But sometimes I don't know where I'm necessarily going with this thought, but like, I don't know, religion and the way we click with people and the way we process things, like, you know, is it needed? I know you're talking more of like Buddhism not being as religion. It's more of like, you're who you right. are, or I guess, right, I would say more sort of, you know, so like having understanding, I don't know, maybe I'm going now off on a little bit of a side tangent here.
But I think to me, like the idea, it's like the individual self does not exist. I think there will be a time, I mean, even science, I think that science and spirituality honestly go hand in hand. I really don't, I literally think there's no separation at all. I mean, scientific, like literally between anything.
Yeah,
think consciousness is non-local. I don't think that it exists within the body.
And that wouldn't be a science-y thing.
No, that would be kind of science.
More on the science. That's where, I don't know, but, like, you know, coming from, like, just generally, like, curious is, like, I don't know, because I didn't grow up more religious. My mother is more brain nerdy, sort mm-hmm. of, I guess. You know, she definitely believes more in the...
Right. See, know. What's funny to me, though, is, like, your mom believes in the science, no offense, Teresa, but and other people as well. A lot of people believe in the science to, like, the problem with science studying consciousness is you cannot perform, you know, you can't study consciousness with the same conscious, like, that's not, how can we understand more than our brains perceive if we're not, like, I forget there's one guy, he's a famous scientist, but he has a quote, he's like, the first sip, you know, from basically the study of natural science, but will make you an atheist, but at the end of, at the bottom of the cup, you find God.
Okay.
And I believe 100% that God exists, not, though, let me reiterate, in a man in the sky kind story. Of thing.
Okay.
But I am 100% yeah. convinced. I really think, I mean, at some point in time, you know, science will catch up, maybe.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I know, it would definitely be interesting, like, to see more things, like, try to come together on, I don't know, studies. I, like you said, though, maybe there is no studies, you can't really connect it with.
I was working on my Xanafesto.
Maybe we should hear the Xanafesto.
Maybe.
Might need to bring it out.
I could do some convincing, but.
You know, it's definitely, well, it's interesting to see different perspectives of, like, how we perceive life. And, you know what I mean, in religion and or not, lack of, or who we are. And I think that, you know, your perspective is definitely a different one and definitely interesting, not in a bad way, but something that definitely could be, like,
it's really not that different.
No, but talked about it. Not a lot of people, I think, discuss that, you know, I can rattle off like a lot of, like, that I know about, you know, not rattle off, but I knew about basic things about other religions. But to be honest, like, the base premises of, like, even, you know, all that stuff, I've really never ever thought about, really, since being.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no reason to.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I'm, you know, maybe bringing it in and talking about it more is also something really good. Because I think the end of the day, everyone, if we do find comfort, though, in what everything has, like, connected to in religion and death and all that stuff, we find comfort in believing that, you know what I mean, that there's a higher, there's something there, you know, something to.
Oh, yeah, most, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think at the end of the day, that's most what religion is, and feeling that extra comfort of something, you know, something greater.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I think that obviously, I've definitely, being someone, once again, not coming from religion, I've definitely also felt like I've always sounded, I think it is, it's nice, like, that's what people, that's the whole thing, you know, is feeling like I'm gonna be okay when I get where, and that's why, though, I think it's the double-ended sword or whatever they say, because then you look at the heaven and the hell, and but we're so, we should be able to go, everyone should be able to go to that beautiful place, or if that's just continuous and on, like you say, yeah, like
heaven and hell are states of consciousness,
exactly, we just gotta flow.
Can access it at any point in time.
Yeah,
I've lived in them both.
I think you just look at people just like a good scare tactic.
100%. People just like to be told what to do, and what, you know, don't get out of line.
It's definitely
no offense to anybody out there. I have some trauma from the religious community. Yeah. 100%. No offense if you are religious.
Yeah, and I think, but this brings it that, you know, if anyone else, like we're saying, if anyone's listening, you know, be open to hearing, or at least I for sure am open to hearing different perspectives of, you know. Your beliefs, I don't know, I maybe I might be opening a can of worms here, but like,
no,
I'm definitely I don't think I, well, like I said, I've never been like, something's called me, I don't think I've ever felt comfortable calling myself an atheist, but I've never been like,
right.
Oh, this girl, I feel like I don't have a label, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, and maybe that is also the best thing in one way, but I definitely am intrigued, and I definitely am. And, you know, it's interesting to see the way people process stuff. And even, and like this, as we're talking more specifically about grief and how the different cultures and stuff is. For Stella, she went out believing she was, you know, she told my mom, she was pretty much on her deathbed for about like solid 2 weeks. And at a time she, you know, she's Catholic. So the father came and gave her sacraments. And she at one point told my mom that she was ready to, because she could see her mom and her dad and her you know, and so she was ready to go. And yeah. So I think in that moment you do find calmingness. And I don't know, did she feel that peace because of obviously the religion, you know, something right. So different than Papa, who feels like he's so scared he's gonna burn, versus Stella, who is ready for those, like, right. To go see her family. I don't know, religion, it's hard because yeah. Especially in those moments, you know, pure moments, like seeing her near the end, she was ready, you know what I mean? She was.
I think we need to be that ready 100%. of the time. I think that there is nothing more important in life than getting prepared for death. I really think that that's the only, and I think that the transition into the afterlife is extremely important. I mean, I'll probably still die behind a dumpster somewhere.
No.
But I'm gonna be ready.
Yeah, I think there is some beauty definitely in like and just not embracing like it's gonna happen any like it is that it's gonna happen and just being. I think though, if you're at peace with your life constantly, if you don't feel like, you know, then that's the way I want to go out too. Like if I feel, I guess, like happy and content, just the way Stella did. You know what I mean? Whether that is now or whatever age, I think that is obviously, I think, the ultimate goal of happiness in life, you know?
But I think that's the difficult thing to, I don't know, a lot of, we're out here striving. A lot of people are not happy with where they are. A lot of people, if they died today, they would not be happy with the way things have turned out.
I know. That's.
I'm not going to say that I would, I really feel like, I think that we have to die before we die. We have to be just come to terms 100%. And then everything else after that, because I think that all fears come ultimately from just the fear of death. I mean, something as simple as social anxiety could stem from the fear of death, because you just, you know, in the back of your mind, like,
I'm being executed.
You're like, something, yeah, I mean, something could go wrong and, you know, I'm going to die.
Yeah. No, yeah. Mass panic, hysteria, that comes from generally fear of.
Honestly, shrooms and Deemster, shout out to shrooms and DMT. They completely changed my life. I can't believe I waited this long to even bring them up, but they completely shifted my perspective on life, the universe, death.
It's definitely a topic I think we'll be diving a bit more into.
100%.
And I'm definitely, like, for me, I feel like I'm a very, like, in the middle, open book and ready to, like, learn and maybe actually take, I don't know. Maybe I also might learn more and I might hate it more. I don't know. I have no idea. But, you know, I think.
Skeptical.
I'm skeptical. You know, I'm willing to hear possible. New things, you know? And I think, you know, that's why, you know, as we get older, I'm, you just become more not to what, like, society puts upon us. So Fuck society. And, you know, as long as I'm going to try, you know, I think, from this podcast and everything, we're trying to just be our authentic selves.
That's right. We're just letting it fly.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And I think that's a big part. And I hope Stella is looking down at both of us, or not looking down, or is just here,
you know,
happy
something.
Wherever she is doing that's her right. thing. I don't know. I don't know which way. That's so weird saying it, because now I'm like thinking about rephrasing my wording. But you know what? I'm excited to see also where that part and that journey goes for me personally, because I do, you know, we're getting to the age where I swear, it's just sad every time I sign on, you know, I'm seeing one of my friend's parents pass away or something's happening, and I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get ready for those, you know, it's not even just accepting, because, you know, some of that part in death and grief, you know, is not accepting that you're dying, accepting that you're, you know, someone else is dying. Or
oh, right. Right. I mean, I've been ready to die forever. Yeah, it's everyone else dying that sucks. That's some fucking, yeah, I hate that shit.
It's like, shit, please.
Shit's annoying.
Yeah.
I think I'm at the point now where it's just like, I'm just unfazed.
Yeah. Well, yeah. With you, I couldn't imagine. But we're gonna learn. And you know what? That's what I'm excited. Hopefully you guys will also come along with us in this
That's right.
journey of kind of, you know, I know Ryan already had his miniature, I don't know if it's miniature, but had his spiritual awakening.
I've disregarded it anyway, so.
So, you know, hopefully in the next couple months, we'll be able to go on a better, go on a journey of learning.
That's right, because I'm going to start ketamine therapy soon. All right, everybody, stay tuned for that. I would just like to say thank you to everybody for listening. Ariana, you have been killing it.
So are you. We're excited.
We are very excited. Thank you, guys. We are still in our beginner stages, I would say.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah,
we got the video going. I mean, we're killing it, let's be honest.
We're doing good. We're doing good. We're proud of ourselves.
Anyway, much love, everybody. And as always, thank you for being here.